Let's talk about art and how beautiful it is. So as you sit there and close your eyes, I just want you to imagine something for me. I want you to see a blank canvas out in front of you. And I want you to take a paintbrush in your hand and just start painting, swirling the paints together. That's right. And as you do, you can start to feel your hand moving in a rhythmic motion around and around and around, making a circle, making a zero. You see, the funny thing about zero is that zero, when you multiply it by zero, is still zero. And as you start to circle that hand around and around and around on that canvas, as you start to hear the gentle sound of the brush strokes of the paint moving around and around and around in that zero, you can just imagine the zero in the back of your mind. As you know that zero plus zero is more zero. So the more you think about zero, the more nothing happens, because nothing plus more nothing is just nothing. So the more you start to move your hand around and around and around in that circle, you can just start to imagine your mind drifting around and around, circling that zero, circling that circle around and around and around in your mind. And isn't it funny how the number zero is represented by that circle? Something that has no beginning and no end, it just continues around and around and around, like your mind right now. Like as you start to brush that zero around and around, you can just follow it with your mind, knowing that the more you think about nothing, the more you think about that zero, the more you let the rhythmic motion of your hand going around and around take hold. The more you can focus on nothing, the more you can think about nothing, and the more you think about nothing, the more that nothing comes to mind. Because thinking of nothing brings on more nothing, and nothing plus nothing equals nothing. So the more you think about nothing, the more you move your brush strokes around and around and around on that canvas, swirling, drifting, dropping you deeper and deeper down. The deeper down you seem to go. As you think about that art, as you focus on that art, as you see the colors swirling and swirling and swirling as they just take you deeper and deeper and deeper with each and every second that passes, and as I count down from 1 to 5, you can just find yourself sinking deeper and deeper and deeper as I go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and sleep. Today we're going to talk about you, a little art project. That's right, your body is a canvas of which we're going to paint with words. Words that will become your thoughts. Have you ever thought about that idea that words have power, words have meaning? Well, of course they do. Each little letter that makes up a word has that power to change your mind, to change your thoughts. So could you imagine something for me? Let's imagine a situation where you're lying, perhaps on the floor, perhaps on a bed, and you can just imagine somebody walking over to you, holding a pen in their hand, a nicely colored pen, red, the color of desire, as they gently write words over your body, as you can see the letters forming, as you can see what they're writing about you. Yes, about you. The words caressing over your skin as you can feel the ink almost seeping into you. Seeping into your body, seeping into your blood, seeping into your mind. And you know that each and every single word that they write is becoming your truth, is becoming your thoughts. As you can feel the words trickling into your mind as you can see them. That's right, because this file is about body writing. Writing over your body as you lie there, naked or barely clothed, on the floor or on a bed, having those words scrawled all over you. And it doesn't really matter what your mind creates to write on yourself, that's okay. It doesn't matter if those words are words that you like, or perhaps words that are a little bit kinky. That's okay, because you can imagine them now, can't you? You can imagine the words that you want written on your body appearing all over your skin in different colors of ink, red, black, perhaps blue or purple, all the colors of the rainbow as they just start to caress your skin. And as they do, you can feel the ink seeping into you, seeping into your mind, changing your mind. Because each and every single word that they write across your skin becomes your truth, becomes your reality, becomes your thoughts. No matter what those words are, you can find them becoming your thoughts. As you start to realize that the artist writing over you is actually yourself, as you take the pen in your hand, as you start to scrawl words all over yourself. That's right, all over yourself, almost willing other people to see it, because you want to become the art. You are the canvas for the words that will corrupt your mind. You are the piece of art. You are the one writing all over yourself, creating yourself into something new, turning yourself into whatever you want to become through those words. That's right. And can you imagine a scenario where you, by yourself or with a friend, decide to play with this idea of body writing, decide to play with the idea that your body is a canvas and those words become your thoughts, those words corrupt your mind. Because each and every single time you decide that you want to play this little body writing game, you can just find yourself scrawling the words all over you or having somebody scrawl words on you. That's right. And those words instantly becoming your thoughts, instantly becoming your reality. That's right. So easily and effortlessly corrupting you, molding you, changing you, sculpting you like a piece of art. And as you write or as you lie there and let other people write upon you, you can just say a little mantra to yourself. I am a canvas, and those words are my reality. I am the canvas, and those words are my reality. I am a canvas, and those words are my reality. Say it to yourself. Mutter it under your breath again and again and again, getting stronger and stronger and stronger. As you know, those words are your reality. Those words are who you become. Those words are what you think. Those words are who you are for that moment while those words are on your skin. And of course, you know, as those words wash off, so do the effects of your mind. That's right, the effects washing off of your mind. As soon as the words are rubbed off you, as soon as those words fade. But until then, you can just find them. The writing upon your skin, reminding you, like little tiny reminders of who you are, what to think about yourself for that moment as those words are written upon you. And you can imagine with yourself or with somebody else writing those words upon your skin and feeling them seep into your mind, seeping into your thoughts, becoming consuming to your mind as they consume you completely and totally, those words that you write upon yourself. And perhaps you might even want to show off your body writing to other people, and that's okay too. Perhaps you don't. This is, of course, your own choice whether or not you want to play the little exhibitionist, but it is fun to show off sometimes. It is fun if you have that little exhibition streak in yourself to show off to people, to show off the body writing, to show off what you've written about yourself, all over yourself. And it is fun to know that people are watching, people are looking, people can see you. But of course, you and I both know that if you're not comfortable having people watch, if you're not comfortable being a little exhibitionist, that's okay. You can just ignore the suggestion and carry on, understanding and repeating that mantra. I am a canvas, and the words are my reality. I am a canvas, and those words are my reality. But for those of you with the exhibition streak, you can just find such joy in showing off those words, showing everybody exactly what you are, letting them know exactly who you are and how proud you are. To have those words written upon you, to have those words caressing your skin, changing your mind, and showing everybody exactly what and who you are, exactly what you think, exactly what you need them to see. And that's a little bit of fun, isn't it? So of course, each and every single time you want to participate in body writing, you can do so. As long as you're in a safe and comfortable position as well, you can just feel that suggestion of the ink sinking into your skin, of the ink corrupting your mind, changing it, allowing those words to take effect on your mind, on your body, making you feel those feelings, making you think those thoughts, making you become the person that you've written on your skin. That's right, and until that pen washes off, until the pen is gone, or until you start to scrub it off your body, and so you start to clean yourself up again. You can just feel those words. Now, of course, if you need to at any time, if there's an emergency, you can break out of this suggestion easily and effortlessly. If there is an emergency and somebody walks in, you can just feel the suggestions fading instantly and effortlessly. But as the pen fades, you can almost feel like the subtleties of the pen still on you as a little reminder of exactly what you are, exactly who you are, and exactly what you think. And as the pen starts to fade, you can start to recognize that as the pen fades, the effects lessen, but yet it's almost like a little reminder. So when you're alone, when you have a moment to look down upon yourself and see the remnants of what you were doing, It's almost like a little reminder, a little rush to your brain about exactly what you were doing and exactly how much fun you were having. That's right, how much fun you were having with this little suggestion. And that's okay. Because of course, you know, when you're safe to do so, you can just look back on those moments and think to yourself how much fun it was to have those words on you, to have the full effect on you, as you can still feel the little tiny effects of them as they fade. That's right, as it's so fun to have that, as it's so enjoyable to have that. And again, if you feel like you have a little exhibitionist streak inside you, you can show off that body writing to other people. Perhaps you want to share it online, or just with a friend, or with a partner. Perhaps it could be fun. But of course, if this is not something that you want to do, you can just ignore the suggestion easily and effortlessly. That's right, easily and effortlessly. But for now, it's time to wake you up. It's time to get you back to the waking world. That's right. And with each and every single number I count up from 1 to 10, you can just find the suggestion sinking into your mind more and more and more, taking root inside your brain, knowing that as long as you accept and understand all of these suggestions, they can happen to you and you can have so much fun playing with this little body writing trigger of yours. So waking up on the count of 10 with 1, 2, 3, 4, with each and every number I count, you can just feel the suggestion sinking in to your mind, taking root, taking effect. With 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, wide awake, refreshed, energized, completely back to normal. Hi there. I hope you enjoyed this little body writing file, and as always, folks, keep it trancy. I'll see you later. Goodbye.